So we'll take a one-day detour on the halachot of Shabbat. We'll move on to the halachot of Rosh Hashanah, just because this Sunday night, B'zad Hashem, we're starting Rosh Hashanah. Maybe go over some of the very practical halachot. We know there's a mitzvah from the Torah on Rosh Hashanah for a person to listen to the shofar. Now, what exactly is the obligation of listening to the blowing of the shofar, and who is exactly obligated in listening to the blowing of the shofar? So first of all, who is obligated to listen to the shofar? Any male adult above the age of bar mitzvah, of course, would be obligated according to Torah law to go and listen to the blowing of the shofar on the day of Rosh Hashanah. Women and children, for that matter, would not be obligated to go and listen to the shofar, even though it's a definitely a good custom, and they would definitely receive a reward. It's as if someone is not obligated and did if they came and listened, but it's still, according to the letter of the law, they're not obligated if they have to prepare the food at home, if they have to take care of the children, for whatever reason they're not able to make it. That would be completely fine, and they're not obligated, according to the letter of the law, to come and listen to the blowing of the shofar. Now, what exactly are you required to hear? Right, we know that nowadays we blow 101 tikkiyot, 101 different blasts. But really, according to Torah law, mideoraita, according to Torah law, a person is only required to hear 9 blasts. Only 9 blasts. But nowadays, since we have different spekot, different doubts, what exactly is considered a teruah, how exactly we blow the teruah, so therefore there's so many different doubts, we blow 30 different blasts. And then, since we also have Musaf and the repetition of Musaf, we add in another 30, and eventually, and you add another 10 afterwards, you get to 100, and then one big glass at the end, you would get to 101. But for example, if someone, for example, is not in Kanisa on Rosh Hashanah, for whatever reason, they're not able to make it, they have some situation that they cannot come, and someone comes personally to their home to blow the shofar. So how many blasts do they have to blow for them? So according to the Torah law, they only have to blow for them 30 blasts. This is according to all of the deot, all of the opinions. 30 blasts will fulfill all of the opinions in order to fulfill that person's mitzvah. Even though really according to Torah law it's only 9, since we have a different doubt as to according to which opinion and how we follow what teruah is, therefore we blow 30 blasts to fulfill all the opinions. But now when you pray in minyan, we blow many more than that. So, you know, really, and it's actually very practical. If someone, for example, they're not able to make it because of, someone is going into labor and his husband is not able to make it to Kanisa for some reason, so if someone would come and blow the shofar for them, they would only have to blow 30 blasts to fulfill that mitzvah. Again, so it's a mitzvah from the Torah for any male above the age of 13. And all women and children are exempt. And according to Torah law, nowadays we try to listen to at the very least 30 blasts for a person to fulfill the mitzvah. I wish everyone a chag sameach, mazal shem, shana tova, mevorechet, gemar chatima tova.